Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's the most public way? Karma humiliated your ex after they lied about you? Story 1. My ex, Connor, spread a rumor around town that I had cheated on him. I didn't even know how bad it had gotten until one day, a coworker awkwardly asked me if it was true. It gutted me. But karma didn't waste time. 2 months later, he got hired at a popular bar in our city. Turns out the bartender there was the guy Connor accused me of cheating with, who also happened to have screenshots proving that Connor was the one cheating the entire time. The bartender printed them out and pinned them on the employee board where every single staff member and customer walking by could see. Photos. Texts. Connor begging to hook up behind my back. Memes made from the screenshots even started circulating. He quit within a week. His reputation never recovered. Last I heard, he moved to another town for a fresh start. I didn't even have to lift a finger. Story 2. During college, my ex, Madison, told everyone I had stolen money from her. It was humiliating. Even some of my friends distanced themselves because they believed her. A few months later, the school hosted a big scholarship gala, and Madison was one of the honored students. She got on stage, thanked her family, and then the dean stepped up to present her award. Except, right there, in front of the entire school, the dean announced they had to rescind her scholarship because they found she had been using the school's financial aid system to reimburse herself fake expenses. The room went dead silent. Madison tried to storm off the stage, but the dean calmly handed her a printed breakdown of her fraud for transparency. Students filmed it. It went viral among the campus community. She ended up transferring colleges just to escape the shame. Funny enough, after that, a lot of old friends came crawling back to apologize to me. Story 3. After our messy breakup, my ex-boyfriend Jake told all his friends, and mine, that I was obsessed with him and couldn't let go. He even fabricated fake texts, pretending they were from me begging to get back together. Well, karma decided to intervene at a friend's wedding. Jake showed up with his new girlfriend, bragging loudly that I had begged him to come back. Right in the middle of the reception, the bride, who was also my best friend, pulled Jake aside and, on a microphone, by accident, exposed that he had actually been the one texting me for months. She read them out loud. Turns out, Jake hadn't realized screenshots preserved timestamps. And all the messages he received from me were actually from his own number trying to bait me. The guests laughed. Jake and his girlfriend left the wedding early. I stayed and danced the night away. The videos of that confrontation made it onto TikTok, racking up millions of views. Story 4. My ex, Brianna, told everyone in our friend group that I had been emotionally abusive to her. It crushed me because these were people I had known since childhood. 6 months later, Brianna got a job at a startup owned by the brother of one of those friends. The friend, skeptical about the rumors she had spread, decided to check her references and, well, you can guess, not only did Brianna forge references from her old jobs, she also included one under my name, pretending I vouched for her. The startup's HR department called me directly. I calmly explained that I hadn't spoken to Brianna since we broke up. Long story short, they fired her during a team meeting, citing dishonesty, in front of everyone. She tried to deny it, but the forged reference letter, signed sincerely my name in Comic Sans font, was displayed on the big screen. Our mutual friends? They all apologized. They said watching her flail like that was the most satisfying thing they'd ever seen. Story 5. My ex-fiancé Tyler lied and told everyone that I was physically abusive. Not only friends, he tried to convince my own family. I felt completely isolated until karma struck hard. And publicly. At his new job, he started dating a coworker. Guess what? She found his evidence of my abuse. Fake bruises he had photoshopped on himself for sympathy. She found the original unedited photos on his phone. At the office holiday party, the coworker confronted him. In front of everyone, she pulled up a slideshow, meant to showcase work highlights. But instead, she showed the Photoshop layers opening one by one. "Here's the original," she said coolly. "And here's Tyler's little art project." Dead silence. He was fired the next day for defamation against a former fiancé and escorted out by security while the rest of the office looked on. I didn't have to say a word. Story 6. After I broke up with my ex, Ashley, she went nuclear and told everyone that I had stolen her dog. Insane. Because the dog was literally registered under her name and living at her house. I hadn't even seen it since we split. One afternoon, at the town's Pets in the Park festival, huge turnout, local news coverage and all, Ashley showed up and tried to play the victim. She even got interviewed on camera saying she was still searching for her kidnapped baby. Problem? She didn't realize that the dog she brought had a GPS collar, and during the event, the GPS app glitched and kept loudly pinging from her phone's Bluetooth, showing the dog's location had never left her house except for walks. The local news station picked up on it immediately. They aired a segment that included the GPS evidence live. Everyone watching could see she had lied. She tried to say it was a malfunction, but no one bought it. She became a running joke in town. People would bark at her when she walked by. Story 7. When my ex, Brett, cheated, he told everyone I was crazy and abusive and that he had to leave me. He spun it so well that even my extended family bought it. Months later, Brett landed a spot on a local dating reality show. Super cheesy, but he was bragging all over Facebook about it. On the first episode, there was a segment where contestants had to talk about the biggest mistake they ever made in a relationship. Brett started to trash talk me, not realizing the producers had already done background checks and reached out to me for context. Without warning, the show cut to my video submission, detailing everything. The cheating, the manipulation, the emotional abuse. And they included screenshots of Brett hitting up other women while we were together. The audience gasped. You could see Brett's face turn beet red on TV. His elimination from the show became a meme in our town for weeks. Story 8. My ex, Lisa, convinced our entire shared friend group that I was stalking her after we broke up. She even posted some fake screenshots online of harassing messages, supposedly from me. I stayed quiet, even when I lost friendships over it. One day, during a group birthday party, which I wasn't even invited to, Lisa drunkenly confessed, on a hot mic while live streaming, that she had made everything up because she was mad I broke up with her first. The live chat exploded. People started screen recording it immediately. Within hours, dozens of mutual friends unfollowed her, and a few even posted clips calling her out for lying. Lisa deleted all her social media the next day. I've been slowly rebuilding my social circle, but now at least, the truth isn't twisted anymore. Story 9. After we broke up, my ex-boyfriend Dylan spread a rumor that I had been fired from my job for stealing money. Complete lie. I actually left voluntarily for a better position. Dylan didn't know that the owner of my new company was best friends with my former boss. At a local business expo, Dylan tried to network, acting like a big-shot entrepreneur. My boss, bless him, casually joined Dylan's conversation, smiled wide, and asked loudly, "So, Dylan, how's that little rumor about my name working out for you? You find the evidence yet?" Everyone standing nearby went quiet. Dylan stammered, trying to change the subject. Then my boss laughed and said, "Funny how nobody ever finds what doesn't exist." He patted Dylan on the shoulder and walked away. Dylan left the event early. His little business never really took off afterward. Story 10. After our breakup, my ex-husband Aaron told his entire family that I had been unfaithful and that was why the marriage ended. Not true at all. He just wanted to hide that he had secretly racked up $40,000 in credit card debt behind my back. Fast forward a year, Aaron gets remarried. His new wife organizes a huge wedding reception, invites all of Aaron's family, and even some of my old relatives by mistake. During the speeches, Aaron's mother, thinking she was being supportive, gave a heartfelt toast about how, even after his own financial mistakes and gambling issues, Aaron deserves happiness. The entire room froze. Aaron's new wife's face dropped. His friends looked around awkwardly. His family realized they hadn't been told the whole story. The honeymoon was canceled. Divorce papers were filed 3 months later. He tried to blame his mom, but honestly, she just told the truth without realizing the bomb she dropped. Story 11. My ex, Haley, spread a rumor that I was violent and had a record, even though I had never even gotten a parking ticket. It caught up to her faster than I expected. Haley was dating a guy who worked in law enforcement, and she went all in telling him the same lies about me, probably to play the victim card. The guy, being thorough, actually looked me up, clean as a whistle. But when he ran Haley's name out of curiosity, guess what popped up? 2 active restraining orders against her from previous relationships, stuff she had hidden from everybody. He dumped her immediately, and not privately. He texted screenshots of the court documents to their mutual friends. People were floored. I found out only because 3 different people who once ghosted me suddenly texted apologies. Story 12. My ex, Marcus, was a master manipulator. After I left, he told our friends that I used him and left him broken and bankrupt. Meanwhile, he was lying low, working at a big community fundraiser event for a children's hospital. Big deal. Local politicians, news channels, the works. During the event, Marcus tried to make a huge donation announcement to show what a generous guy he was. Problem was, he had promised $10,000 that he didn't actually have. When they called his name and thanked him for the pledge, he smiled and posed for photos. Then, the event coordinator gently mentioned they'd already processed his card, and it was declined. Right there on
live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com. /boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Stage, the mic caught him stuttering, trying to excuse it. Someone even yelled, "Thought you were rich, bro," from the crowd. Photos from that day ended up on Facebook with captions like, "When clout chasing goes wrong." Story 13. After I left my ex-wife, Lauren, she crafted an entire story about how I had abandoned her while she was sick, when the truth was she cheated while she was supposed to be recuperating. I never fought the narrative. I figured people would see her true colors eventually. Then one day, Lauren applied for a high-profile local job that involved public trust. As part of the background process, they conducted deep reference checks. Turns out, she had lied on her resume, claiming charity work she never did, adding fake degrees. The HR director, who happened to be an acquaintance of mine, uncovered it. They rejected her application and publicly posted an official statement warning about resume fraud, without naming her direct, but everyone pieced it together instantly. Lauren tried to spin it, but the damage was done. Even the people who once defended her started avoiding her like the plague. Story 14. My ex-boyfriend Adam told everyone that I was obsessed with material things and that I had drained his savings account. A complete lie. We hadn't spoken for almost a year when Adam got engaged to a new girl. Big announcement, fancy Instagram photos, you name it. At the engagement party, his fiance's brother, who happened to work at the same bank Adam and I once used, decided to do a little digging after hearing Adam brag. He casually pulled Adam aside during the party and asked, loud enough for several people to hear, why Adam had transferred thousands from my account without my permission back when we were dating. Adam turned ghost white. His fiancé overheard everything. Within a week, the engagement was off, and the fiancé's family threatened legal action. Adam fled social media entirely. I didn't even have to show up to the party. Karma RSVP'd for me. Story 15. My ex, Jenna, told everyone I had emotionally blackmailed her into staying with, painting me as some desperate lunatic. Then one night, about 6 months later, Jenna went live on Instagram, trying to show off at a popular nightclub. She got pretty drunk. Mid-livestream, she started ranting, loudly and clearly, about how she had faked everything during our relationship just to make me look bad and win the breakup. Thousands of followers watched in real time. Some people even clipped the live stream and uploaded it to Reddit. The video spread fast. She tried to walk it back, claiming she was misunderstood, but nobody bought it. Her follower count tanked, brand deals dropped her, and her reputation never recovered. I didn't even know about the live stream until coworkers at my new job showed me the clips during lunch. They didn't even realize she was my ex. Small world, huh? Story 16. After our breakup, my ex, Claire, told everyone I had secretly sabotaged her career out of jealousy. She even implied to mutual friends that I had sent anonymous complaints to her workplace. It was total fiction, but at the time, I didn't have the energy to fight it. Months later, Claire got a new job at a big marketing firm. She threw a party to celebrate and, during a tipsy speech, boasted about how she used fake references and padded her achievements to land the role. Someone at the party happened to be one of her new managers. They were not impressed. Word got back to HR and she was terminated within 2 weeks, all without me saying a single word. The irony? The fake complaints she blamed me for never existed, but her own big mouth took her down. Story 17. My ex, Kevin, dumped me and immediately told everyone I was clingy and emotionally unstable, trying to make it seem like he had no choice but to leave. He started dating someone new within a month, bragging about it everywhere. But karma is patient. During a huge community cookout, where seemingly half our city showed up, Kevin's new girlfriend publicly confronted him at the grill, yelling about how he had been cheating on her with multiple women, including her own cousin. People gathered around. Phones came out. Someone even live-streamed it. She threw his plate of ribs at him and left him standing there, covered in sauce and shame. The video went viral locally with the caption, "Grill King Gets Grilled." I watched it unfold from my couch. Sweet, sweet justice. Story 18. After our split, my ex-fiancée Amanda claimed to everyone that I had been dangerous and unhinged, insinuating I had scared her into leaving. In reality, she had been messaging her ex behind my back for months. The twist came when Amanda, seeking sympathy, signed up for a local support group that was secretly filmed for a documentary about relationship trauma, with consent forms, of course. When it aired, viewers quickly picked up that Amanda's stories weren't lining up. She described events that timelines clearly disproved, referenced people who later appeared on camera denying her claims, and, worst of all, text messages she submitted were shown to be edited. The documentary makers even put up a disclaimer mid-episode. Some accounts were found to be fabricated. Amanda became a walking cautionary tale in our town. I didn't even have to lift a finger. National TV handled it. Story 19. My ex, Jeremy, told everyone after our breakup that I had trapped him into the relationship, whatever that even meant. He portrayed himself as this poor guy who had been manipulated by an overly controlling girlfriend. Fast forward 6 months. Jeremy decides to try his hand at stand-up comedy. First open mic night, full house, and he bases his whole routine on trashing me. Except, his jokes weren't funny. They were bitter, weirdly specific, and visibly made the crowd uncomfortable. Then, karma's masterpiece. A girl in the audience stood up, walked to the front, and grabbed the mic. She said, "FYI, I dated this dude right after my name dumped him. He begged me to move in after 3 dates. Who's the clingy one now?" The audience roared. Jeremy walked off stage and never tried comedy again. Story 20. My ex, Sabrina, told our shared friends that I had been the reason for every issue in our relationship. I was too cold, too selfish, emotionally unavailable, all the usual greatest hits. At first, I stayed silent, but karma decided not to. One of our old mutual friends, who happened to host a podcast about relationships, invited Sabrina on for a guest episode titled "Finding Closure After Toxic Love." During the interview, Sabrina started weaving her typical lies, but then the host, who knew both of us well, gently, but firmly, asked follow-up questions that exposed her inconsistencies. Listeners flooded the episode's comments section, calling out the contradictions. A few even pulled up old social media posts where Sabrina herself bragged about vacations, gifts, and care I had shown her. She deleted the episode a week later, but the screenshots, clips, and memes stayed online. She unintentionally handed me public redemption on a silver platter. Story 21. After we broke up, my ex-girlfriend Megan told everyone I had stolen money from our shared savings account. She even cried about it in front of mutual friends to gain sympathy. The truth? Megan had drained the account herself, for luxury handbags. Karma came during a mutual friend's baby shower, where we both ended up attending. Megan gave a heartfelt speech about trust and loyalty, practically making herself out to be Mother Teresa. And then, one of the friends casually asked about a recent lawsuit involving Megan. Turns out the handbag store she frequented had pressed charges for fraudulent returns, and her court date was public record. Someone pulled it up on their phone right there at the table. The room went dead silent except for Megan stammering excuses. She left the party early. Word spread fast. People who once defended her dropped her overnight. Story 22. My ex, Anthony, told everyone that I had emotionally abused him and made him feel trapped. Classic projection because he was the one who gaslit and controlled everything. Anthony later started a YouTube channel about healing after narcissistic relationships. At first, people believed him. He gained a decent following, hosted live streams, sold merch. But during one live stream, a former fling of his decided she'd had enough of his lies. She joined the chat and started dropping screenshots of Anthony begging her to hook up while he was still dating me. Viewers flooded the comments. Donations dried up. Sponsors quietly pulled out. The next day, Anthony posted a half-hearted apology video that somehow made everything worse. His channel died within a month. The best part? I didn't even know until a friend texted me laughing about it. Story 23. When we broke up, my ex, Vanessa, spread a story that I had spied on her after our breakup, even saying she had caught me lurking outside her house. It was ridiculous. I had moved 3 cities away for a new job by then. Months later, Vanessa landed a public speaking gig at a regional women's leadership conference. I didn't even know she was speaking, until my old roommate, still living in her city, called me laughing. Apparently, during her big speech about empowerment and independence, her ex-friend stormed into the back of the hall and started shouting about how Vanessa had been caught sneaking around her boyfriend's house just 2 weeks earlier. Security escorted the friend out, but the damage was done. Nobody could focus after that. Word spread across professional circles. Vanessa's brand crumbled fast. Story 24. My ex-boyfriend Brian lied that I was a gold digger who only dated him for money, which was hilarious because when we met, he was broke, and I helped him pay off his credit cards. After our breakup, he started dating a wealthy girl and lived lavishly off her dime until she got suspicious. At a Christmas party with dozens of friends and family in attendance, she confronted Brian about the weird business trips and missing money. He denied everything until she pulled out screenshots of hotel receipts, dating app profiles, and texts with other women. In front of everyone, she dumped him on the spot. Brian tried to apologize but tripped over a rug while begging and spilled wine all over himself. Best Christmas gift ever, and I wasn't even there. Story 25. After our divorce, my ex-husband Ryan told everyone, even my own cousins, that I had cheated. In reality, he had cheated first and needed a cover story. A year later, Ryan tried to run for a small local government seat. His campaign slogan was all about honesty and family values. During a town hall meeting, an audience member, an old coworker of mine, stood up during the Q&A session and asked, "Would you like to explain the affair you had with your coworker while you were married to my name?" Dead. Silence. Ryan froze. Someone filmed it. It made the local news. His campaign folded 2 days later, citing personal reasons. The people he tried to turn against me? They sent me flowers. Story 26. My ex-boyfriend Nick told everyone that I was violent and unstable, trying to paint me as the villain after he cheated and I walked away. I didn't bother defending myself. Karma handled it. Nick ended up dating a new girl who believed all his lies. She invited him to her family's Thanksgiving dinner, wanting everyone to meet her perfect boyfriend. Halfway through dinner, Nick got drunk and, trying to be funny, told a story about this crazy ex who punched holes in walls. The girl's father, a retired detective, raised an eyebrow and asked for details. As Nick rambled, the dad quietly pulled up public records on his phone and discovered Nick had been arrested for property damage in a bar fight months after we broke up. He read it aloud at the table. Nick's new girlfriend dumped him on the spot. Her family escorted him out, without leftovers. Story 27. After our breakup, my ex-fiancé Madison spread the lie that I had stolen her engagement ring when things fell apart. It hurt, especially because mutual friends started treating me like a thief. Months later, Madison got engaged again and posted pictures of her new ring online. Except one of her old college roommates recognized the new ring immediately because it was a family heirloom she had once lent Madison for a costume party. The roommate went public, posting side-by-side photos of the ring and demanding its return. Comments exploded. Madison tried deleting everything, but it was too late. Screenshots spread everywhere. The police got involved. Turns out Madison had pawned the real engagement ring long ago and had kept lying about everything. She had to return the heirloom and pay fines. Her reputation never recovered. Story 28. My ex, Drew, told our friend group that I was controlling and crazy jealous. He made it sound like I wouldn't let him even talk to other women. Funny thing, Drew couldn't keep his story straight. At a mutual friend's birthday party, after a few too many drinks, Drew started flirting shamelessly with a married woman. When people called him out, he whined that he wasn't used to being allowed to talk to women because of his psycho ex. The married woman's husband overheard and wasn't amused. He stood up, smiled, and said, "Funny, because I met my name once. She was dating my cousin before you, and she dumped him because he couldn't stay loyal either." Everyone laughed. Drew left early. His little victim act fell apart right there. Story 29. After we broke up, my ex-wife Stephanie told people I was financially irresponsible and had bankrupted our marriage. In truth, I had spent years cleaning up the secret debts she racked up without telling me. Karma caught her in a way I could never have scripted. Stephanie decided to give a TEDx talk about building financial trust in relationships. No joke. During the Q&A afterward, someone from the audience, a former coworker she had scammed out of loan money, stood up and asked, loud and clear, "How does someone build trust when they max out 4 credit cards behind their spouse's back?" Stephanie's face drained of color. The organizers cut the mic shortly after. The video still made it onto YouTube before they could delete it. Thousands saw it before it was pulled. Story 30. After our split, my ex, Caleb, claimed I was dangerously obsessive, telling friends that I couldn't accept the breakup. I stayed silent. But karma had better plans. Caleb's new girlfriend worked at the same coffee shop where I occasionally went. One afternoon, while Caleb was there visiting her, I stopped in for coffee, completely by accident. Seeing me, Caleb freaked out, loudly accusing me of stalking him. The whole shop stared. Luckily, the manager pulled up the security footage. Me walking in, ordering, and sitting down quietly, before Caleb even arrived. The manager showed it to everyone, including Caleb's girlfriend, right on the shop's public monitor. Caleb's girlfriend dumped him on the spot, realizing how paranoid and manipulative he was. The regular customers nicknamed him the Drama King after that. Story 31. When we broke up, my ex Emily told everyone that I was possessive and had anger issues. Meanwhile, the real reason we broke up was because she cheated and tried to cover it up with lies. Months later, Emily decided to throw herself a huge birthday bash at a local rooftop bar. She made a big deal out of it, posting invites publicly. The twist? The guy she cheated on me with, her secret, showed up too. But he had no idea she was juggling two other guys at the same time. Mid-party, her side relationships collided, loudly, angrily, and a full-blown shouting match erupted. Someone recorded the whole scene, 3 furious guys screaming at Emily while she tried to deny everything. The video ended up on local social media pages with the caption, "Happy birthday, homewrecker." Story 32. After our messy breakup, my ex-husband Sean went around telling everyone I had driven him into depression and taken everything in the divorce. He forgot one tiny detail. He had signed a prenup that specifically protected my finances, and the court ruled I owed him nothing because he had hidden an affair and secret debts. Sean tried to rebuild his reputation by giving an interview to a small local paper about surviving heartbreak. But the journalist, who happened to be an old college friend of mine, fact-checked him. They found public divorce documents clearly stating Sean was the one who defaulted on debts and violated the marriage terms. The paper issued a correction on the front page the next day. The headline? "Local man misrepresents divorce details, public records reveal." Sean stopped posting online after that. Story 33. My ex Tasha lied and told everyone I had been controlling during our relationship, saying I isolated her from friends and family. In reality, Tasha just wanted an excuse to ghost people she didn't like. But she needed someone to blame. Fast forward a year, Tasha's brother gets married, and she gives a long, teary speech about how true love is freedom, and hints again that she had survived a toxic relationship. Unluckily for her, the brother's wife's family already knew the real story. Right after Tasha's speech, the bride's aunt took the mic and, under the guise of thanking family, casually mentioned how proud they were of everyone who owns their mistakes instead of blaming others. The audience clapped, and everyone turned to look at Tasha. She left early, red-faced and fuming. The whispers lasted all night. Story 34. After our breakup, my ex-boyfriend Jay told people that I was unstable and emotionally erratic. His favorite line was that I was the crazy ex he had narrowly escaped. Jay joined a popular amateur improv group, the kind that uploads performances online. During one show, they did a skit called Confessions, where each performer had to reveal a real secret live. Jay thought it would be funny to admit he had lied about his crazy ex, just to make himself look better. He thought he was being edgy. Instead, the audience booed him. One guy even shouted, "Dude, that's messed up." The video went viral for all the wrong reasons. Comments dragged him for slandering someone for clout. Jay quietly left the improv group and deleted his social media within a week. Story 35. After our short-lived relationship ended, my ex, Danielle, spread the rumor that I had been stalking her after she dumped me. It crushed me because it made me look pathetic and dangerous. I moved on quietly, but karma was... Danielle started dating a guy who was close friends with one of my coworkers. Eventually, they all attended a big community festival where mutual friends reunited. At some point during the event, Danielle, thinking she was being funny, drunkenly confessed to a group that she made up the stalking rumors because she wanted to stay the victim. Multiple people heard it. Two of them even recorded part of her rambling. By the end of the festival, half the town knew the truth. Danielle tried to play it off as a joke, but no one believed her. Her credibility collapsed overnight. Story 36. After our breakup, my ex, Luke, went around telling everyone that I had been abusive and manipulative, trying to make it seem like he barely survived our relationship. I stayed silent. A year later, Luke tried to become a volunteer youth counselor through a local organization. They did background checks and, surprise, interviewed former partners as part of their vetting. Someone reached out to me. I calmly provided evidence of the real abuse. Screenshots of Luke threat emails where he admitted to lying to our friends. Even court records from a restraining order an old ex had filed against him years before. At the next community event, they publicly announced the volunteers, and Luke's name was notably absent. When someone asked why, the director just smiled and said, "We have a zero-tolerance policy for applicants with documented abusive behavior." Word spread like wildfire. Luke stopped showing his face at public events altogether. Story 37. My ex-girlfriend Ivy lied after we broke up, saying I had stolen expensive jewelry from her during our move-out process. She even threatened to press charges. I had moved 3 states away, so it took a while for the truth to catch up. One day, Ivy tried to sell some of her replacement jewelry at a big flea market. Problem was, one piece she brought in had a missing person report attached to it, stolen from a boutique robbery she had nothing to do with. Police showed up at the market. She was questioned for hours. Although it turned out she had bought it unknowingly online, the irony was brutal. The girl who framed me for theft was now publicly embarrassed as an accidental carrier of stolen goods. She became a meme in local online groups. When you frame others but get framed by karma. Story 38. After I left him, my ex, Trevor, decided to flip the narrative and told everyone I was the cheater. He made up wild stories about me sneaking around, some so detailed I wondered if he believed them. I never fought back. Trevor's big karma moment came when he tried to throw himself a moving on party at a popular rooftop bar. He invited dozens of people, except one of his new friends turned out to be the boyfriend of a girl Trevor had actually cheated with during our relationship. The boyfriend showed up at the party with printed screenshots of all Trevor's dirty texts and confronted him in front of everyone. People left mid-party. Staff refused to serve him. His entire fresh start turned into a ghost town by 10 p.m. Someone even posted a TikTok called Biggest Party Flop of the Year, featuring Trevor sitting alone at his own table. Story 39. When we broke up, my ex, Savannah, told everyone I was a bitter, jealous ex who couldn't let go. She said I kept trying to sabotage her happiness. Months later, Savannah got engaged to a guy she met online. Huge announcement, tons of gushing Instagram posts. Then, at their engagement party, packed with friends, family, co-workers, the fiancé's actual wife showed up with divorce papers in hand. Turns out, Savannah's dream guy had been married the whole time. She tried to spin it like she had no idea, but texts and messages proved otherwise. Guests left awkwardly. The engagement was called off that night. Nobody said it out loud, but everyone remembered how Savannah had painted herself as the victim for so long. Karma didn't just humiliate her. It humiliated her in the exact way she accused me of trying to do. Story 40. After our split, my ex Blake lied and said I had physically attacked him. Nothing could be further from the truth, but lies spread faster than facts. I kept quiet, knowing karma doesn't miss. Blake loved to go to music festivals and put everything on Instagram Live. During one huge festival, he got caught on a live stream drunkenly shoving another festival goer in the middle of the crowd. Hard enough that security got involved, and the whole thing was caught in high definition. His friends who defended him, they saw it. His followers, they saw it too. One of the comments under the video said it best. Funny how the people who cry victim the loudest always reveal themselves. His online following plummeted. Brands he worked with cut ties. Meanwhile, I kept sipping my coffee, smiling at the universe doing its thing. Story 41. After our breakup, my ex Olivia told everyone I had threatened her and couldn't handle rejection. It was so extreme that some of my oldest friends ghosted me overnight. I stayed quiet. Fast forward almost a year. Olivia decided to start her own relationship advice podcast. She built a small following, mainly talking about healing from abusive exes. Then, during a live episode, someone anonymously submitted an email with screenshots of her old texts, messages where she admitted to lying about everything to make him look bad and make myself feel better. The co-host read the email out loud, thinking it was a fan submission. And when Olivia heard it, her face turned pale. Listeners connected the dots fast. The podcast reviews tanked. Her sponsors dropped her. Her empire collapsed in less than a week, and nobody even needed my side of the story. Story 42. My ex Tyler cheated on me but then told everyone I had been emotionally manipulative and that he had to leave for his mental health. It hurt. A lot. Especially when mutual friends bought his act. 6 months later, Tyler started dating a girl who happened to know a few of my old friends. Small world. At a huge 4th of July barbecue, someone casually mentioned Tyler's breakup story. His new girlfriend just laughed and said, "Funny. He said the same thing about me 2 weeks ago after I caught him texting 5 other girls." The whole table went silent. Within hours, screenshots of Tyler's latest cheating were circulating among mutual friends. His lies about me, and about every girl after, unraveled at once. I didn't have to say a word. Everyone figured it out on their own. Story 43. After we broke up, my ex, Brittany, accused me of controlling her finances, even though she had her own job, her own accounts, and full independence. The lie worked for a while. She got a lot of sympathy, until she started dating a guy in the local real estate scene, and tried to co-sign on a mortgage she absolutely couldn't afford. When the lender requested proof of income, Brittany forged some documents, and the lender caught it immediately. They blacklisted her from every major mortgage provider in the area and notified her employer. She lost her job. The same people who once comforted her started posting memes about financial karma. I didn't even know any of it happened until I saw a mutual friend sharing one of the posts with the caption, "Be careful who you call controlling when you can't even control your own lies." Story 44. After our breakup, my ex-boyfriend Ethan lied and told everyone I had been obsessed with him and couldn't stop texting after he ended it. The truth? I blocked him immediately. Ethan eventually started dating someone new and bragged about how mature he was now. They had a joint birthday party together at a restaurant. Lots of mutual acquaintances attended. During a toast, Ethan's new girlfriend sweetly said, "I'm so glad you're not like your exes who harass you after breakups." One of Ethan's old co-workers, who had seen Ethan drunkenly blow up my phone for weeks after the breakup, couldn't hold it in. He casually said, "You mean all those texts he sent begging her to come back? I think I still have screenshots." Everyone went quiet. Some laughed awkwardly. Ethan turned bright red and left early. His new relationship didn't last long after that. Story 45. After our breakup, my ex, Samantha, made up this story about how I was emotionally unavailable and ghosted her during the hardest time in her life. In truth, Samantha had spent most of our relationship hiding a second boyfriend she was undecided about. The karma hit during a huge charity fundraiser dinner she helped organize. She got on stage to give a speech about loyalty and trust. Right in the middle of it, her second boyfriend, who had just found out about me and others, walked up to the stage, took the mic, and said, "I just wanted to thank Samantha for teaching me exactly what not to look for in a partner." The crowd gasped. Some people clapped awkwardly. Samantha fled the stage in tears. The event ended early. She lost friends, connections, and respect all at once. Story 46. After we broke up, my ex, Jordan, told everyone I had emotionally blackmailed him and kept him trapped in the relationship. None of it was true. He just couldn't admit he cheated. I let it go, but karma didn't. A year later, Jordan decided to run for a small leadership role at a local nonprofit. As part of the campaign, they hosted a live Q&A session on Facebook. One of the staff members, unknowingly, asked him, "What's one thing you regret in your last relationship?" Jordan tried to paint himself as the victim again. Bad idea. In the comments, a girl he had cheated on me with chimed in, "Regret cheating? Or regret lying about it?" Hundreds of viewers saw it live. The moderators disabled comments, but the damage was done. Jordan lost the vote by a landslide and quietly faded from the group. Story 47. After our messy breakup, my ex Caroline spread rumors that I was aggressive and had anger issues. I was stunned, because anyone who knew me knew how chill I was. But still, rumors stick. Then one night, Caroline got into a screaming match with a barista at a coffee shop, over almond milk, of all things. She made such a scene that multiple customers recorded it. Someone uploaded the video under the title, "When Karen Energy Strikes," and it blew up locally. The comments were brutal. People who had heard her stories about me realized they had gotten it backward. She deleted all her social media after a week of nonstop roasting. Story 48. My ex Jason told our friend group I had been obsessed with marriage and pressured him into proposing, when in reality, he had begged me for months to move faster. I stayed quiet, moved on. Months later, Jason started dating someone new and proposed to her after only 6 weeks. Big Facebook announcement. At their engagement party, the bride-to-be's sister, who didn't like Jason, gave a funny speech listing all the ways Jason had rushed relationships in the past, including how he had proposed to two other girls before. She even dropped a line about how he always blamed his exes for moving too slow when really he just couldn't handle being alone. Guests laughed awkwardly. Jason looked furious. The engagement didn't last. Story 49. After our breakup, my ex Mallory claimed I had emotionally neglected her and never cared about her mental health. She left out the part where I had spent months paying for her therapy sessions and supporting her through everything. Months later, Mallory posted a long dramatic story online for Mental Health Awareness Month, painting herself as a survivor of a horrible relationship, except her old therapist, who had switched careers and become a mental health advocate, publicly commented under the post, "I'm glad you're healing, but please remember that support from loved ones plays a big role too. You had someone who stood by you more than most." The comment went viral locally. Mallory tried to delete the post, but screenshots were everywhere. People realized she'd twisted everything. Story 50. My ex-boyfriend Noah broke up with me and then told everyone I had been spiteful and petty, claiming I tried to ruin his life after the split. The truth? I didn't do anything. I just blocked him and moved on. Noah ended up dating someone new and posting nonstop about how healthy his new relationship was compared to the toxic past. One night, he left his Instagram live running accidentally while he screamed at his new girlfriend off camera, loud enough for everyone to hear insults and slurs. Hundreds of followers heard it live. Some screen recorded it. Within days, Noah lost his job. He worked in a public-facing role and became a cautionary tale about people who protest too much. Meanwhile, I didn't have to lift a single finger. Story 51. After we broke up, my ex Haley told everyone that I was controlling and never let her have friends. In truth, she cut people off herself because she wanted attention. I moved on. She didn't. A year later, Haley threw a huge reunion party for her old high school group, trying to prove she had all these amazing relationships. Only three people showed up. Worse, one of them live-streamed part of it, joking, "Guess this is what happens when you ghost all your friends for clout." People watching online started posting stories about how Haley used them and lied. It spiraled fast. By the end of the weekend, Haley was the talk of the town, but not for the reasons she wanted. Story 52. My ex, Daniel, made up a story that I had sabotaged his career because I couldn't handle our breakup. The real story? He lost his job because he lied about his qualifications. Daniel later tried to reinvent himself as a career coach online. His pitch was all about overcoming toxic relationships. But during a live webinar, one of his old bosses attended anonymously and asked publicly in the chat, "When exactly did you become qualified to coach anyone, considering you lied on your last resume?" The chat blew up. People left mid-session. Screenshots spread across LinkedIn and Reddit. His little coaching business folded in less than 2 months. Story 53. When we broke up, my ex Rachel said I was so insecure that I spied on her constant. Meanwhile, she was the one logging into my email behind my back. I stayed quiet. Months later, Rachel tried to launch a blog about healthy relationships. She even got interviewed by a small local magazine. During the interview, the journalist asked, "What's one thing you regret doing in a relationship?" Trying to sound relatable, Rachel joked, "Maybe snooping through an ex's email." The journalist, who happened to be friends with me, knew immediately. They added a footnote to the article saying, "Always remember, unauthorized access to private emails is a felony in most states." The comment section roasted her. She shut the blog down a week later. Story 54. My ex, Chris, lied and told our friend group that I made scenes during our breakup and begged him not to leave. The truth was, I packed my stuff and left within 24 hours. No drama. A few months later, Chris tried to make a TikTok about escaping a toxic relationship. It gained some traction, until people dug up his old private group chats bragging about cheating during our relationship and laughing at how he played the victim. Someone stitched his TikTok with screenshots. It went viral. Overnight, Chris went from hero to villain in the eyes of the internet. I didn't even have a TikTok account, but friends sent it to me anyway. Best entertainment I'd had in ages. Story 55. After we broke up, my ex, Sophia, told everyone that I wouldn't leave her alone and showed up at her work to beg for her back. I hadn't spoken to her once after the breakup. Months later, Sophia started dating a coworker, and then another, and another. HR got involved after complaints piled up. They launched an investigation during which Sophia's old claims about me came up. They checked security footage from the months she said I stalked her. Zero evidence. Not a single appearance. When HR confronted her, she admitted she made it up to make herself look like a victim. She got fired. Word spread around town fast. Meanwhile, I just kept living my life. Karma had a better memory than anyone else. Story 56. After we broke up, my ex, Brianne, told everyone that I was emotionally unstable and unfit to be trusted with anything serious, like handling money or responsibilities. I just quietly cut ties. Months later, Brianne decided to organize a charity auction at her workplace to show her leadership skills. Problem? She forgot to actually secure most of the donations she promised. And when the auction night came, half the items were missing. Sponsors and guests were furious. The local news even covered it as charity night disaster. When people started asking questions, someone leaked an email where Brianne admitted to assuming it would work itself out. The same people who once whispered about my instability were now calling her Queen of Chaos. Story 57. My ex, Alec, loved telling everyone that I had lost it when we broke up and tried to ruin his reputation. I didn't say a word. Turns out Alec didn't need any help ruining his own reputation. He got hired at a trendy new restaurant, bragging to everyone about his culinary passion. Then, just 2 months in, someone leaked kitchen footage of Alec dropping a customer's steak and serving it anyway. The clip went viral locally. People left brutal reviews. The restaurant had to apologize publicly, and Alec was fired. No lies, no revenge, just Alec being Alec. Karma had perfect aim. Story 58. After our messy split, my ex, Jessica, claimed I had emotionally manipulated her and left her broken. She used it to justify everything bad she did after. Meanwhile, she was planning a huge bachelorette party for her new engagement. At the party, her maid of honor stood up to give a toast and accidentally let it slip that Jessica had been cheating on both me and her current fiancé during overlapping timelines. People laughed nervously, thinking it was a joke, until the maid of honor, flustered, said, "Wait, you guys didn't know?" The fiancé stormed out. Party over. Jessica's entire fairy tale wedding fell apart in a single weekend. Story 59. My ex, Carter, told our friend group that I was toxic and would never let him be happy. I didn't argue. I just lived my life. Months later, Carter started dating someone new and rushed into proposing after only 2 months. Big romantic beach proposal. Instagram everywhere. But it backfired fast when the new fiancé posted a TikTok called "Things I Ignored During My Engagement," revealing screenshots of Carter still texting his exes, not me, while dating her. The TikTok went viral. Commenters absolutely roasted him. He tried to delete everything, but it was too late. The internet had already made him a meme. Story 60. After we broke up, my ex, Fiona, told people I had threatened to ruin her life if she moved on. Completely false. I actually wanted nothing more than to never see her again. Months later, Fiona tried to start a YouTube channel about healing from toxic relationships. It got moderate attention. until she went on a live stream rant about her abuser, me. Someone in the comments quietly asked for proof. Fiona blew up, started shouting about how victims shouldn't have to provide receipts. The moderator of the live stream, uncomfortable, muted her and reminded everyone that their platform required evidence for accusations. Viewers turned on her fast. The comments were brutal. She lost the channel in less than a month, drowning in her own drama. Story 61. After we split, my ex Marcus told everyone that I was unstable and refused to accept the breakup. He painted himself as the poor guy who had to escape. I didn't defend myself. I knew the truth would catch up. Marcus later started coaching local high school sports teams. At a parents' meeting, he gave a speech about character and trust. Bad move. One of the parents happened to be an old coworker of mine. During the Q&A, they politely asked Marcus why he had been fired from his last job, a fact he hadn't disclosed. Marcus stammered. Then another parent asked why his references weren't verifiable. He left halfway through the meeting, completely humiliated. The school quietly stopped calling him back. Word spread, and people started questioning everything he'd said about me too.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.